John Cullum is probably best known for his television roles in Northern Exposure and ER, but for the past 50 years, he's been a working New York actor, winning 2 Tony Awards and starring in countless productions. Now he's really working, performing in 2 plays a night, 6 nights a week. Jeff London decided to tag along one evening to find out how he does it.
It's 6:30 p.m. on a recent Wednesday evening, and John Cullum has already had a long day. He's performed in the matinee of August Osage County on Broadway, and he's had a rehearsal for his off-Broadway show, Heroes. Cullum signs in at the stage door of the Music Box Theater, where August is playing, then briskly climbs up the backstage stairs to his tiny dressing room.
So what's your typical pre-show ritual?
Well, typical is I come in and I go over the lines. I generally go down at 5 minutes, pour myself a glass of water, and go over the lines, peek out and look at the audience, which is supposedly very unprofessional. I always do it surreptitiously.
In August Osage County, John Cullum plays the patriarch of a highly dysfunctional Oklahoma family. The Pulitzer Prize-winning play runs for more than 3 hours, but Cullum only appears in the first 15 minutes.
Even though it's not a big part, it hovers over the play.
Because he finishes way before all the other actors, Cullum generally doesn't stick around for the curtain call, which is what enables him to do double duty, performing in Heroes later in the evening. Before he puts on his costume for August, we chat a bit.
Did you always want to be an actor?
Well, I always was an actor, let me put it that way. I fought against it, and I was
one. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rise and shine, the time is 7 o'clock, and the call is half hour. Half hour, please. Half hour, the house is about to open.
I was working on a master's degree in finance and working in my father's office in a real estate and insurance company and was ready to take over. If I hadn't left when I did, another 3 or 4 months, I would have stayed in Knoxville, Tennessee.
With the half-hour call, it's time for Cullum to change from jeans and a pullover to his costume, jeans and a plaid shirt. Before we know it, it's 7:25. And he's off.
And he was only in his 30s when he wrote it. Oh, he must have had some inside dope. Give the devil his due.
15 minutes later, Cullum is back in his dressing room.
How'd it go?
Well, it went all right. I got all the words.
He quickly changes to his street clothes, and we hustle down to 45th Street. It's 7:55. Theatergoers are rushing to get to their plays, and we're rushing, too, past theaters where Cullum has performed.
That's where Camelot was, my first Broadway show.
And past the St. James Theater, where he won a Tony for On the 20th Century. We're really moving now. Cullum is 79, but I'm struggling to keep up.
We're just catching the lights. I catch the lights the way I catch them. It takes 12 minutes to walk briskly from down there, the Harold Clurman Theater Row, to the Music Box. It takes about 11 minutes, usually, to go in the other direction because it's got a slight downhill.
While Michael Jackson blares from a storefront, we cross 8th Avenue. Cullum's carrying his script for Heroes, a French play about 3 World War I veterans, in a Northern Exposure shoulder bag. I ask him if people ever stop him on the street because they'd seen him on TV. He says very rarely. People in New York generally leave him alone. But, he adds,
I mean, television is so, so powerful. More people see you in one episode of a big TV series than will ever see you your entire career on stage. Something very strange about that. But look at how many actors come back to New York to recharge their batteries, so to speak, or else just because they just want to do stuff on stage, because there's nothing quite like performing in front of a live audience.
We arrive at the stage door of the Harold Clurman Theater, huffing and puffing. Curtain time is 8:30. Cullum waves at the doorman, then looks at his watch.
What time is it? It's 8:09.
We walk through a twisting passageway to the dressing room, where Cullum's fellow actors, Jonathan Hogan and Ron Holgate, are already in costume. As Cullum hurriedly puts on a jacket, vest, and trousers, they all run their lines.
No, they're lovely, sublime.
Now, about tonight. Dinner's at 8. Dinner's at 7.
25 minutes, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm not ready.
He still has to get all his props.
Okay, let's see. Have I got my pencil? My
glasses.
We're at places, please, gentlemen.
That, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's time for play number 2.
I love the month of August. Chazen, Champagne, he's colossal, he's immense, a man of action, a man of sense. There's no one like Chazen, but most of all, he's our friend.
So how do you feel after this 3-performance, 1-rehearsal day?
Tired. It's a long day, there's no question about it, but I can generally handle that sort of thing fairly well. Yes, I am one tired puppy.
And so at 10:15, John Cullum gets back into his street clothes, pulls a half-eaten sandwich from the fridge, and leaves the theater to go home for a good night's sleep. He needs it. He's going to be performing in both plays 6 nights a week until Heroes ends its limited run on April 11th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
On our website, you can track John Cullum's nightly journey on an interactive map and hear a few footlight stories about the theatrical landmarks as he passes them. It's at npr.org.